I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and we've been following very closely the conflict with the Republic of Georgia and Russia. Not long ago, the Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili gave a speech to a rally in the capital. And meanwhile, Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev has ordered an end to military action in Georgia after 5 days of attacks. But Georgian officials insist that those attacks have continued. Joining us now from Moscow is BBC correspondent Caroline Wyatt. Thanks for being with us, Caroline. And what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that we heard this morning from the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, saying that the military operation by Russia to compel Georgia to peace would be ending. But it seems that some fighting has continued within Georgia, not so much in Gori and South Ossetia, but certainly there seems to be military activity still happening in the other way, breakaway region in Abkhazia. So that continues on the ground. In the meantime, it seems more diplomatic efforts being made. The French president is still in with the Russian president at the moment, trying to discuss proposals for a peace plan. We've been waiting for a press conference now for several hours. The two had lunch. They're continuing this discussion, so we're hoping the press conference will take place soon so we can find out exactly what was discussed and whether they've actually got any further with that, because clearly the diplomacy here has been very, very difficult, with Russia giving very little ground.
And seemingly, Caroline, very few countries that have a lot of influence over what Russia does. Let's talk about President Bush. Yesterday, he urged Russia to accept the ceasefire that the Georgian president had already signed. How are they treating that there in Moscow, the ceasefire?
Well, within Moscow, it seems that what they want before they make any deal with anyone is for Georgia to utterly capitulate, to say that it will not leave its forces or bring its forces back into South Ossetia or Abkhazia, that will be left to the Russian peacekeepers there. And really, the Russians have made clear that until that is a precondition, they won't agree to anything else. And we don't know what has been discussed now between Mr. Sarkozy, the French president there, on behalf of the EU, and the Russian president. But certainly the noises coming from the foreign ministry, from the Kremlin this morning, were blaming the US, in large part blaming Mr. Bush, for encouraging, effectively, Georgia to do this. The Russian military as well has said, it was the West which helped arm Georgia, helped train the Georgian army. This is what you get. This is the result. And it does seem to be certainly the fact that the Georgian president himself perhaps overreached himself, expecting more support, not just from the US, but from other NATO members in military terms, which hasn't been forthcoming and is very unlikely to be forthcoming.
And Caroline, it was actually the foreign minister, the Russian foreign minister, this morning, sometime today, didn't he actually demand that the Georgian president Saakashvili step down?
What he said, it wasn't quite as blatant as that, but that's certainly the implication. They said that Russia no longer trusted him. So effectively, he wasn't a man Russia could do business with. And if the implication is that the Russians don't want to sit down at the table with Mr. Saakashvili, the Georgian president, that does make coming to a peace deal rather difficult. So although Russia's denied wanting to destabilize the Georgian government, that clearly is one of its aims in all of this. They've never liked him. They don't like the way his government wants to join NATO, looks towards the West, for its example, mm-hmm. and they simply feel that Georgia has been trying to escape Russian influence. And what seems to have happened is that Mr.
We're going to have to leave it there. Caroline Watt, BBC correspondent in Moscow, thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.